It's mind-boggling that a coaching staff at this level, getting paid this kind of money, came up with a game plan of trying to run the football and then trying to pass the football. This is a passing league. You've got every rule in the book going for you, and we have a quarterback again who, lucky, he can throw for 100 yards. Well, my God!
Ow!
Yeah. Doesn't sound good.
All right. OB is joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, Ed Obradovich, and you heard him right there. Now, but last week they were criticized for not running enough. Right, not opening up the running game so that they could get more favorable coverages. Which is it, Obi?
Well, you know what, Ro? In looking at the situation, this is 3 years with Mitch Trubisky. And when you look at his counterparts throughout the other 31 teams, I mean, some of these quarterbacks are just lighting it up. I mean, you talk about stretching and going downfield and putting points on the board. I mean, it's unbelievable what these kids are doing. And what it seems like to me, in trying to study what's going on here, we are not keeping up with it. We're not growing. In other words, what we're doing is we're game planning for Mitch Trubisky. In other words, we're like dummying down our offensive set for this kid. Like, he can't throw the ball down the field, and it's quite obvious. I mean, anybody can see that. We will not go. We don't attack people. We play scared-to-death offense. I mean, these things aren't revelations. You could see it. You know, the listeners, they can see it. And I don't understand what's going on here. I don't know why. And that's what I see. I see us at an offensive game plan. We're bringing it back. We're taking it down because we don't want to throw a 30 or 40-yard pass. We'd rather throw a 3-yard out and hope and pray to God that the receiver catches it and he breaks the tackle and runs maybe 10, 12, or 15 yards. That's what it seems like to me. That's what I see. That's what Dan Hampton sees. And we just, it's, to me, in this day and age, I don't get it. And I don't know if it's Nagy doesn't get it or Trubisky doesn't get it or all the above. They don't get it. But we do not play aggressive offensive football. We do not try to score touchdowns. And let me say this again. We scored one touchdown yesterday. The game before, we scored in four quarters, no touchdowns. The game prior to that, we scored one touchdown with about 2 minutes to go. So in last, 12 quarters of very meaningful football, we've scored two touchdowns, and you don't think we have a problem with Nagy? You don't think we have a problem with Trubisky? That's three games, 12 quarters, and we scored two touchdowns.
Okay.
You know, OB, going into this season, I just want to ask you about this, because everyone said, hey, we don't need Trubisky to be great. We need him to be an efficient ball manager.
And this defense
is so great it can carry the team. I'm not sure he's at that efficient ball manager status, but do you think getting even there, that's not enough?
It's not enough. When you sit and you see the highlights and you watch Patrick Mahomes and the other young quarterbacks in the league, just watch them and see what they do. See how they handle them. See the poise they have. Mitch Trubisky looks, everything is, it looks like it's like almost helter-skelter or something. He's very nervous. He's, you know, there's nothing smooth about our offense. There's no flow. You know, it's hard for us to convert on third down, and to move the ball down the field. And it's as frustrating as heck, guys, I can tell you. And I sit there and watch Dan and I, and we just sit there quarter after quarter and just sit there and look at each other. Of course, we do talk, but, you know, you wouldn't be able to put it on the air. But
OB, I'm with you. Mitch has not been good, and I think a lot of the blame does need to be sent towards Matt Nagy because the play calling has just been head scratching through the first 2 weeks. It's, you know,
it's been terrible, hasn't it?
It's been horrible. It's, and all we were talking about leading up to the season was how much talent there is on the offense and right. how they're going to get the ball to everybody. It almost feels like Matt Nagy's forcing that, where he's trying to get people the ball rather than just calling the right play.
Exactly. You've got Tariq Cohen. My God, you could put that kid in a slot, put him in motion, the snap of the ball, let him go downfield and attack. The kid's got all the speed in the world. He can cut on a dime in a half a second and be gone. We don't use him. And he can catch the football. Why not use him? Put him in a flanker spot, put him in motion, let the kid play football. We've got some receivers, I think, Kevin, in the last, I couldn't tell you how many years, we finally had some quality, looks like quality receivers. And we should be flooding the zones. We should be flooding the middle, going over the middle, 10, 15, 20, 30 yards deep, crossing patterns, post patterns. I mean, we should be doing this. And guess what, Kev? We're not doing it. You saw it yesterday. You saw it the week before. You saw it the year before. We're just not doing it.
Well, can I ask you how you feel the offensive line is performing this season? And is there a problem there? Because that may be part of the issue here for Trubisky, is that Trubisky is less confident because he's less confident that he's going to have that extra half second or second.
Well, I don't think you could put it on the offensive line. I think the offensive line is is good enough. We can win with that offensive line. We really can. And I think if we can try to establish the running game a little bit more, the kid from Iowa State, I think, is a quality back. But I don't understand, Ro. I don't understand our offensive philosophy. And if somebody out there does, please call me up and let me know what the hell it is. Because I don't understand it. I don't know what this guy Nagy's trying to prove. Listen, the most important player of the 22 guys out on that field in a 60-minute game is the quarterback. And we have a quarterback that, quite frankly, what it looks like, and I think it looks like that a lot of your listeners and whatever have you, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. We've got Nagy is the guy putting the offensive game plan together, okay? 3 years of this. 3 years of this. And he can't, and we score, and I'm going to go back to this. Because you got to put points on the board. You got to convert on third down, and you got to make it look real. Two touchdowns in three games.
I know.
Make this stuff up.
I know. When they had that touchdown, and it was almost not a touchdown. I mean, it was barely a touchdown.
And it was Aaron Rodgers that only scored two touchdowns. Right now, they'd be hanging him.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, nobody goes after Nagy. Nobody goes after Trubisky. They're fine. It's great. We're going to be. You got the greatest damn fans on this planet right in this city. My God, start playing and acting like a professional team instead of somebody out there for 60 minutes playing scared-to-death football, and that's exactly what I see.
OB, I was screaming at the TV yesterday because some of these calls by the officials were just, what are you doing? I mean, the Eddie Goldman roughing the passer, and then the Bears caught a break late as well, but Eddie Goldman, I don't know what else the guy's supposed to do to tackle a quarterback. He hit him at the waist. It wasn't high. It wasn't low. He didn't slam him to the ground. I thought the officiating yesterday was just absolutely awful. 17 total flags.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, you nailed it right on the head. And the original play you started talking about was Chubb, their outside rushing linebacker. My God, if that would have been when I played, I'd have been flagged. I couldn't tell you how many times today. That was a perfect hit. There was why that flag went out, and with Goldman too, and I don't understand it. It's just, I don't get it.
Well, I don't think they get it either. I think that's one of the problems with the NFL right now is that everybody is so concerned about things. Although I saw a tackle yesterday where a guy literally got tackled by the head.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. The face. It was like on the face.
They didn't call
right on the sideline.
Yeah.
They didn't call that. How did it not get
the
Bears?
On the sideline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's technically a horse collar. You got to grab him by the back of the neck, but this was grabbing a guy by his ear holes.
And, ouch. And that's not right.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. It is also very confusing. Although tonight, you know what's really interesting? Tonight on Monday Night Football, you have a game in which neither team might win the game.
Who would think the Browns and Jets would be meeting on Monday Night Football? But that's where Cleveland's at right now, I guess.
Well,
I
mean, it's also
Baker,
the
Mayfield. And
they were the team 50 years ago that started the Monday Night Football.
Gotcha.
So that's why
Makes sense.
This is the 50th anniversary, and those are the two teams. And back 50 years ago, the Jets and the Browns were a draw. And the Browns should be a draw. The Browns are the most disappointing team right now in the NFL. And there may be, you know, we might be close. I don't know. We'll see. Because they coming into the season, they're like, oh, this team's for real. Look out about these Browns.
Well, I'll tell you what, they haven't met the challenge as players and coaches. And you see it. It's right in front of you. It's not a mystery to me. Yeah. They just haven't met the challenge. And the one thing with the Bears that the Bears have going for them, if I could get back to the Bears here for a second, they're going to be playing some pretty good teams coming up here pretty soon. Now we came away with a miracle win, okay, yesterday. Now we go into Washington, play the Redskins. This is a team again, and you've heard me say it, that we can beat. We just flat out, we can beat this team. And I'd like to see the Bears really, really loosen it up and go after it. I mean, Nagy's got to stop protecting this kid. He's got to open it up. You've got quality receivers. Looks like we have some quality backs. And, my God, get him involved in the game. Let him play football. Give him their head.
All right, the last two, let me ask you a question.
We need this win in Washington because it's a team we can beat. That would make us 2-1, and hopefully if he can open up and get it going, and then when we start to play some of these really good teams, you know, maybe we can give him a hell of a fight. But this is a game that we should win, and we got to win. If we win, that would be great. It would, and I'd like to see him win convincingly instead of a last-second thing and come back and be 2-1 and get set and ready to go again, because they've got to do something offensively. He cannot continually hide this quarterback, and I'm talking about Nagy. There's nowhere else to hide this kid.
Yeah,
got to let him go and let him play football. And if he can't get it done, then you got to make a move.
Yeah, it's interesting because you saw the defensive coordinator for New Orleans last night just unload that the guy that used to be the head coach in Detroit, that Schwartz guy, who I always thought was an evil genius. All he did was just stack up the box and just kept running and running and running, trying to get Ryan out of his own game in Atlanta. It didn't work out for him. Atlanta ended up winning that game late, but it was, you know, that's the sort of thing I think you can do to Mitchell Trubisky. So for the first two games, it's been 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 51 seconds of futility. There was, in the last 9 seconds of the game yesterday, you had a good scramble and pass by Trubisky, and then you had Eddie Pinheiro hitting the game winner. Can they take the momentum of those last 9 seconds and push that forward next week and throughout?
Agree with you. Let's take it. Let's get more of it, and let's go forward. And also, by the way, what has happened to the play action passes? We run the ball. Where are the sprint outs? Where's the rollouts? Where's the bootlegs? Where have they been the first two games of this year? Give Trubisky a chance to make the plays. You keep him in the pocket, they'll box him in, and they'll blitz him up the middle. And that's what's been happening.
You know, you're right, because they were using the bootleg last year to
bootleg him out.
Yeah,
it totally seems like he finds a receiver when he's on the move. I couldn't agree more. I mean, even look, the pass to Robinson, he was on the move. He climbed the pocket, found a lane, and got it to Robinson. The play calling's just been so bad for Matt Nagy. Trubisky clearly doesn't appear to be comfortable in the pocket. Get him on the move.
All right, we got to go.
Well, let me just say this again one more time.
Okay.
What I just said, I think is so very important, because I sit there and watch the first two games, and the kid just sits back there, and gets pounded and gets confused. My God, get him out of the pocket. Make it move. Go out to the Redskins and kick him hard and come back and let's make something happen.
All right. Thank you, OB.
Fired up now.
Thank you, OB.
Ed Obradovich.
Good day. Thank you.
Bye. That's right. Kick him right in the nuts. Kick him.
That guy calls it scared to death football they're playing.
Well, it is kind of, right?
Yeah, it does seem like they just don't want Trubisky to make a mistake. And he was turnover free, right, Kev?
He was.
Yeah,
he was.
Well, I guess that's the thing.
You know, if they had a turnover yesterday, they're losing that game.
That's true. But, okay, so the last 9 seconds of that game are the best 9 seconds of the season. So
great.
let's try to build on those nine seconds.
Positive.
Go Bears, 9 seconds.
Eddie Pinheiro. It was his birthday weekend.
Yay,
go Eddie. The kicker. He's good.
They've got a kicker now.
Well, don't get crazy.
For now.
All right, let's check in now, find out, Kim, what's happening in the news at the top of the hour.
The push to ban flavored e-cigarettes is growing nationwide. We'll bring you the latest coming up.